Unit 29. Super babies aren't happy babies. They are drilling their infants in math and reading skills, using flashcards, books, and videotapes. They are enrolling their 3-year-olds in tennis lessons and entering their 4-year-olds in beauty contests and athletic competitions. Now they are trying to educate their kids in the womb with phone-like learning devices. They are parents who want their children to be super babies. As a distinct parental species, they have gained increasing attention in recent years, even as their overzealousness has been condemned by many child development experts. But no one has presented evidence against the super baby ethic in a comprehensive, authoritative way. Until now, in a new book by Dr. Elkind, a child psychologist. These pushy parents are engaging in a form of miseducation, said Dr. Elkind. I'm alarmed by what I see. Though super baby phenomenon was first noted in upper middle class families several years ago, now less advantaged families seem to be adopting the attitudes of wealthy parents. Increasing numbers of American youngsters are pressed to think, feel, and behave like older children and adults. The long-term consequences of parental efforts are signs of stress. Stomach aches and headaches, eating and sleeping problems, and changes in children's ordinary patterns of behavior. Preschoolers' self-esteem can also be diminished since the tendency of children is to blame themselves when they can't do an impossible task set by an adult. There can be other more damaging effects. Dr. Elkind cites research findings suggesting that the emphasis on academics for young children is contributing to depression among elementary school pupils. More insidiously, when adults decide at an early age what children should learn, it can affect children's sense of industry, setting goals, getting a job done, and having a sense of accomplishment. It's healthy to want a child to excel and do well, but you do that by providing a stimulating environment, rather than pushing a small child to master skills. Studies by developmental psychology have long shown that preschool children learn spontaneously through their own experiences. Play is very important to learning, and formal instruction, if introduced too early, can inhibit learning. The whole idea that earlier is better is just wrong. Children at older ages can master skills better with greater ease. Many parents feel that a difficult aspect of the super baby trend is peer pressure. Elkind hopes his book will give support to parents who want to resist the trend so that when a neighbor says, "Why isn't your 9-month-old in a swimming class?" parents can say, "It's a wholly unnecessary and potentially dangerous idea."